Geolander ATGO15, Yokohama MTGO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this foggy Wednesday morning. 55 degrees on our way to 68 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning from the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, Kathy Hammond, and to preview the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony, a part of All Veterans Tribute Week, coming up on Sunday at the Anderson Building. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, we're doing well. So you have to be excited here. The Quilts of Gratitude is back on the schedule here for Sunday, but even more so that this has become, I would say, a community favorite on the All Veterans Tribute schedule.
Well, it's something that we can do to certainly give back for what they have given for us. So it's an honor for us to be making these.
Mentioned Kathy's with the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild. So tell us how the Quilts of Gratitude program works, Kathy.
Okay. Right now, we take applications, and we receive those through a variety of ways. A lot of them anymore we receive from veterans who have been on the honor flights. And then we also either friends, family, or friends of friends and relatives. And we had one quilter this year that made several for veterans who served with her husband. They have a reunion every year. So she has already presented some of those because that was out of state. So it's a variety and ways in which we receive those names, and so we don't always have all the names of the veterans, so we rely on the community to get us those names, and then we just hold the presentation once a year so that we can honor those veterans and present them with the quilts.
Yeah, these are beautiful, beautiful quilts that are made with a lot of patriotic love, folks. They're really, really nice. Application forms, where can people get those, Kathy?
They could call me or ask probably any quilter that's in town that belongs to a quilt guild. And then they do have them when they do honor flights. We have some at the American Legion, and I usually try to check to make certain that the Visitor Bureau and the Chamber of Commerce have those as well.
All right. So these quilts are made. You just don't get these quilts done overnight. How long does it, on average, take to make a quilt, Kathy?
On an average, it's about 20 to 30 hours.
Okay. So how many quilts will be distributed here this year?
Right now, we have 26 to give away at the ceremony, or at least to show them. There may be a couple that may not be there, but due to the fact that they are active, but they may have a family member that will come receive those. And then six have already been given away due to health, or as I alluded to earlier, a reunion that was already held.
Kathy, what got you interested in quilting in general, and really specifically here in Quilts of Gratitude?
I have a sister-in-law that talked me into it. She said, oh, just come do little projects. Well, that didn't work out. I went to the bigger projects. But one of the things they had was they did, the first year they brought quilts of gratitude back to Emporia because it was the founding fathers, and that really got me interested. They were wanting to do Vietnam veterans at that time, and I had some relatives that had served in Vietnam, so it just, you realize what they had gone through when they came back, and they needed something to show that we did care.
It is a wonderful project that really honors our veterans. And let's talk about the ceremony, Kathy, because that's a big part of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We love to do it.
Well, tell us how the ceremony works.
Okay. The ceremony, it will start at 1 p.m., once again, Sunday at the Anderson Building. The American Legion guards will open with the flag ceremony, and then we will call the name of the veteran for each quilt, kind of hold the quilt up for display. Then it is folded, and it is presented to the veteran by the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
I just love that ceremony.
I tell you
what. And it gets emotional at times, too, doesn't it,
Kathy? That was the point I was going to make, yeah.
Yes, it does get emotional on both sides, on both the veteran side and sometimes on the quilter side. When you see the reaction, because some of the veterans we don't know, and so we don't know what their reactions are, will be, or and watching their reaction is just, it makes it worthwhile for us.
Absolutely. And for folks that are attending, I would say get there early because we've seen things start to really fill up here with the last several years, even pre-COVID.
Yes, it has been, and that's, we like to see that. That's just one of those things in which the veterans need to know that the community cares.
And Kathy, these quilts are patriotic themed for the most part, aren't they?
For the most part, yes. They can, yeah. Most of them are run the true red, white, and blue colors, but we have had some that have been an army green, the
sure.
camo colors, and I actually saw one that was beautifully done. It was an orange and black silhouette, kind of with the different positions of servicemen.
Well,
It was beautiful.
And if you've been down to the library here, you know, the past couple of weeks, a number of these quilts have been on display, but they've been taken out now, correct?
Yes, they were taken down yesterday, so they are no longer on display. But we will be displaying all the ones to be given on Sunday. we like to hold them up just so that everyone can see them. It's a lot of work for the quilters, and that way we do send them home. We heard a funny story this year that they didn't always get to receive them, and so we want to make that perfectly clear that the veterans receive their quilts, no matter how beautiful we think they are, and we would love to keep them, we don't. They get those at the end of the ceremony.
So how many quilters are involved? How many do you have in the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, and are there other guilds involved with this project, Kathy?
Yes, we have 40-some members in the Evening Guild, and then there's also the Flint Hills Regional Quilt Guild that is here in Emporia as well. And gosh, their membership is up 70, 80 now.
Wow.
They have quite a large size. And then we also have private quilters that make quilts and then get them to us. We have a lady that lives in Redding that is trying to get all the veterans up in that area a quilt, and she has made 5 this year.
Damn.
She is just a prolific quilter.
A machine.
There it is, yep.
A machine.
Yeah.
Well, and I do want to let people know that these quilters are doing this with their own money. They buy their own supplies, and that's how this works. So that's how much love goes into this, that they do it for the veterans and are taking money out of their own pockets to do it. So, Kathy, we appreciate all that you do. And anything else we need to add here this morning?
No, if they'd like to see a beautiful ceremony, come out and attend. We'll have some cookies and just light refreshments there, just cookies. But I still want to thank you, KVOE, and Gary at Bruff's, and Mark from Waters True Value. Before, you guys did a fundraiser that helped us offset a lot of the backing for the quilts and the batting. Those get very expensive in the end, so we certainly have appreciated you guys' help with that.
You still have stuff left for that?
We still have a little bit left.
Are you
serious? We're trying to get down to the end. So,
Let us know because we'll get something revved up and ready for you, Kathy. Anytime you say, okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yeah, Kathy. Thank you. We
thanks, Kathy.
It. Hope we have a great day coming up on Sunday. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All
you guys have a good day.
All right.
You too.
Bye bye.
Yeah, Kathy Hammond with the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, the Quilts of Gratitude Ceremony. I encourage you to check this out, folks. This is a really great way to wind down our All Veterans Tribute, but that ceremony begins at 1 p.m. this Sunday at the Anderson Building.
Okay, and if you have an event or an activity like Quilts of Gratitude, feel free to let us know about it, and we can get you on our morning show. We actually